In Germany, the growing success of the far-right AfD party has upended the political landscape there. The AfD has also been taking aim at publicly funded theaters and art institutions. The World's Orla Barry has this report from Berlin.
Bernd Schmidt is one of Berlin's best-known theatre directors. He runs the Friedrichstadtpalast, and he knows what it's like to get on the wrong side of the AfD. After the party's success in national elections in 2017, the first time a far-right party gained a seat in Parliament in over six decades, Schmidt wrote an email to his staff. Many of them are from outside Germany, and he told them not to feel intimidated.
I have white skin and I'm born German. So I was writing an email to my cast expressing that we stand behind the artists and people working for the Palast who have dark skin, who don't look German.
Schmidt also implied that he didn't want AfD supporters or their money in his theatre.
The email became public and then we had the perfect storm.
The Berlin director received hundreds of messages of hate, but it was the AfD's public response that shocked him the most.
They said what I'm doing is similar to what the Jews were experiencing in the Third Reich. And I thought, wow. There's no discussion about sending AfD voters to concentration camps. And, you know, to compare with the Jewish people in the Third Reich shows what really dark spirit is in that party.
A week later, Schmidt's theatre got a bomb threat.
And we had to evacuate the house with 1,600 guests and 200 artists.
The threat turned out to be a hoax, but it was a warning to other theatres in Germany that taking on the AfD could have ugly consequences. Hugh Bronson is a Berlin lawmaker with the AfD who spent years living in Britain. Bronson dismisses suggestions that his party wants to censor artists or art institutions.
Our stance is not much different from stances of other parties, only that we want to be more careful with funding, with taxpayers' money to be spent for arts projects. We're not against any type of art as long as people are interested, as long as artists are free to express themselves. It's all fine by us.
I asked Bronson about his party's attack on Bernd Schmidt and the subsequent bomb threat.
You always have some loonies who use any opportunity to let go of their anger. It has nothing to do with our party. We don't tolerate such behaviour and we don't encourage this. It's everyone's right to give a political statement, even though as a director of a theatre, you should be more careful about what you say.
Theatre is heavily state-funded in Germany. And with the AfD's success in local elections, the party can now influence where that money goes. But it's not just the political leanings of theatre productions the AfD may be looking to alter. Berlin-based writer Paul Hockenus says the party is also looking to change Germany's relationship with its past. I meet him in a cafe in East Berlin.
The way that Germans think about the past, there's also something called the culture of memory, which includes, you know, monuments and exhibitions and museums, but also school textbooks and things like that. And this is another area where the far right feels that they have unjustly lost, that Germans are far too critical of themselves for the role that Germany played in the Second World War and the Holocaust. So they're also fighting a cultural battle.
Hockenus doesn't believe that artists and performers are being targeted by the AfD, but he says the threat from the far right is real.
We've had violent attacks on leading politicians, on synagogues, on people on the street who are Jewish or foreigners, leftists. So what the AfD has done is they've basically opened the way for extremists to take it all a step further with violence. This is a real threat now in Germany that didn't exist before.
Artist Thomas Schließer thinks the threat existed long before the AfD came to power. He began working on art projects targeting far-right rhetoric back in 2007. Then Schließer himself became a target.
And one moment I found on the internet my name on a website, Braunbuch der Volksverräter. I can't translate that.
The words effectively mean a traitor to the people. Schließer's address and phone number were also listed.
And I was pretty scared because they said, everybody, when we take over, we're going to catch these guys and put them in camps and you know what happens.
Schließer has gone on to organise rallies against the AfD. I ask him if the intimidation made him more cautious.
Not at all. I think I even got more active. Okay, I'm very I'm a little bit more hesitant to give my phone number and private address, I must say. But on the other hand, if people want to go for you, they're going to find you.
The director, Bernd Schmidt, also refuses to stay quiet. He's particularly troubled by one recent incident in Stuttgart, where the AfD asked for a list of the nationalities of all the performers at the city's opera house.
You know, doing lists in Germany, I think you get goosebumps because you are remembered on the Third Reich. Yeah? Lists of Jewish people and Jewish shops. So if a party like this asks a theater, give me a list, how many of your employees have a foreign background, this raises very bad memories.
Schmidt says he was even more upset when local officials complied with the request.
And this was for me the biggest shock. Yeah? You should not do it.
Why did they give the list to them?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't read the history books, or maybe they thought about the money, but, you know, sometimes money stinks.
Increasing popularity at the polls may give the AfD a greater say in who gets state funding and could influence just how outspoken theatres will be in the future if they want to survive. For The World, Orla Barry, Berlin.